AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Rain's been producing flash floods in Southern California. Several roads have filled with mud in northern Los Angeles County, stranding vehicles and blocking traffic on Interstate 5.
From 3 miles north of Santa Clarita at Parker Road to the junction of State Route 99, the Grapevine, due to a mudslide.
That's from an automated Caltrans road condition report. Flash flood warnings in effect for parts of Los Angeles, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. Speaking of rain, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration has made its winter predictions, including what El Niño might do.
Forecasters say this winter's El Niño will leave a big wet but not necessarily snowy footprint on much of the U.S. Mike Helpert is with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center.
Wetter than average conditions are most likely across the southern tier of the United States, from north central California southward to the southwest, across Texas, along the Gulf Coast to Florida, and then up the East Coast.
As for the four-year drought in California,
even a wetter-than-average winter is unlikely to erase 4 years of drought.
Texas and the Deep South are forecast to be cold. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Obama is acknowledging he won't be able to end the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan before he leaves office. He's dropping plans to withdraw nearly all U.S. forces from there by the end of next year. Defense Secretary Carter says Pentagon leaders recommended the 5,500 troops stay in Afghanistan after next year.
This is our best guess, and certainly was our advice to the president, for what would be sufficient and a good basis for planning for 2017.
The Mets beat the Dodgers 3-2 Thursday night, sending New York into a National League Championship Series matchup with the Chicago Cubs. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson are threatening to boycott the next GOP debate over its proposed format. They've informed CNBC that they want the debate capped at 2 hours, and they want the candidates to be allowed to make opening and closing statements. On the Democratic side, a top Biden aide has laid out potential campaign platform for Vice President Biden. Here's the AP's Josh Lederman.
The Associated Press has obtained an email from one of Vice President Joe Biden's top aides, Biden's former staffers, laying out the rationale for a potential Biden presidential campaign. In the email, former Senator Ted Kaufman says Biden would run an optimistic campaign from the heart based on restoring opportunity for the middle class.
Canada's ambassador to Iran, who sheltered Americans at his residence during the 1979 hostage crisis, has died. Ken Taylor was 81. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.